The quiet streets of Lawrence County, Ohio, were never meant to be the backdrop for a crime that would tear a community's foundation apart. I have spent years walking the thin line between order and chaos. But there is a specific weight to a case when the violence happens behind the closed doors of a home that should have been a sanctuary. In early 2023, a single 911 call from a residence transformed a standard domestic dispatch into a scene of absolute finality. We didn't find a stranger in the shadows or a break-in. We found the aftermath of a dispute that had escalated beyond any point of return. The air in that hallway was thick with the scent of copper and the heavy silence of a life extinguished far too soon. This is the complete documentary of the homicide investigation into the death of Keisha Lewis and the forensic breadcrumbs that led to a life sentence in the heart of the Buckeye State. The first unit on the scene arrived at the Lewis residence to find a situation that was already cold. When I stepped through the threshold, the physical evidence of a struggle was immediate, with furniture overturned and the debris of a shared life scattered across the linoleum. We found Keisha Lewis unresponsive, and the initial survey of the room suggested a confrontation that had moved through multiple stages of intensity. My colleagues moved through the perimeter, securing the exits, and beginning the grim task of documenting the positions of every object in the room. There was no sign of forced entry from the exterior, which immediately narrowed our focus to the individuals who held a key to that front door. I remember the way the floorboards creaked as I moved toward the kitchen, where the primary suspect had been detained without further incident. It was a domestic scene that had curdled into a tragedy, leaving us with a victim who had sought a protection order that ultimately failed to shield her from the person she once trusted. The investigation quickly moved from the crime scene to the interrogation room as we began to piece together the timeline of the final 24 hours. Keisha was known to her neighbors as a woman who kept to herself. Yet those who lived in the adjacent units reported a history of raised voices and the dull thud of impacts against the shared walls. We began the process of pulling the digital logs from her phone, discovering a series of messages that detailed a deteriorating relationship marked by control and fear. It became clear that this was not an isolated outburst, but the conclusion of a long-standing pattern of behavior that had been carefully hidden from the public eye. As the sun rose over the county courthouse, the forensic team began the arduous task of cataloging the biological evidence left behind in the struggle. I sat in my office reviewing the initial statements, noting the stark contrast between the suspect's claims of an accident and the sheer brutality evidenced by the state of the living room. The turning point in the case arrived with the preliminary autopsy report and the recovery of a specific piece of physical evidence that the suspect had attempted to conceal. The coroner's findings were explicit, citing a combination of manual strangulation and sharp force trauma that contradicted any narrative of a heat-of-the-moment accident. We discovered a discarded item near the wood line of the property that bore the marks of a hasty attempt at disposal, linking the suspect directly to the fatal wounds sustained by the victim. In the courtroom, the evidence was presented with clinical precision, showing that the force required to cause such injuries was intentional and sustained over several minutes. The digital forensic team also recovered a series of deleted recordings from a home security camera that had captured the auditory timeline of the dispute. You could hear the escalation, the pleas for de-escalation, and the final chilling moments of silence that followed the struggle. These tapes became the cornerstone of the prosecution's argument, providing a voice for the victim when she could no longer speak for herself. The legal proceedings in Lawrence County drew to a close in late 2023, marking one of the most significant domestic homicide trials in recent local history. The suspect was charged with murder and tampering with evidence, facing a mountain of forensic data and witness testimony that left little room for a successful defense. During the sentencing phase, the prosecution highlighted the violation of the protection order as proof of the suspect's premeditated disregard for the law and Keisha's safety. The judge listened as family members from both sides of the aisle spoke of the void left behind, though the divide between the two families remained a visible scar in the gallery. It was a case that exposed the systemic failures often found in domestic violence situations, where paperwork and court orders are sometimes not enough to stop a determined aggressor. We watched as the handcuffs were tightened for the final time, the sound of the metal ratcheting shut providing a somber punctuation to a year of investigation. The finality of the court's decision brought a combined sentence of 18 and a half years to life, ensuring that the individual responsible for the death of Keisha Lewis would remain behind bars for the foreseeable future. The prosecutor noted for the record that eligibility for parole was a distant possibility, one that would not be considered until the full weight of the initial 18 years had been served. For the investigators who handled the evidence and the neighbors who heard the shouts through the walls, there is no real sense of closure, only the quiet relief that the legal process reached a definitive conclusion. The Lewis residence eventually went back on the market, the physical scars of the struggle repaired by new paint and flooring, but the history of what happened in that hallway remains etched into the county's records. We filed the final reports into the archive, a collection of photographs and tape transcripts that serve as a permanent reminder of a life that ended in a dispute that should have never turned fatal.